T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom, you're on 93.7 The Fan. You're on Cook and Joe, and you apparently want to talk about Mr. Big Chest. Please, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so I think, you know, two things. Antonio Brown did a lot for Pittsburgh while he was here. He's a great wide receiver, and I'll say he was a great wide receiver. But I think, you know, in regards to the Steelers system and a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, this may solidify Ben as being, you know, a highly top-rated quarterback, only because guys who, you know, were great wide receivers when they left here, Santonio Holmes, Plexico Burress, Mike Wallace, you know, it didn't do very well when they left the system. I think Emmanuel Sanders may be the only guy that really had somewhat of, you know, a decent career after he left here. So
who are the other names that you just brought up? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mike Wallace, Santonio Holmes, Plexico Burress.
Well, Plex won a Super Bowl. He had many good years when he left here.
But not great.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at Santonio. He had 8 touchdowns his second year with the Jets. That's tied for the most in his career.
Emmanuel Sanders did some good things with Denver.
Well, he mentioned that Sanders was the exception. Okay. He was better in Denver than he was here. For sure.
I just remember him dropping a pass in the Tennessee game on the first play of the game.
Yes.
And the year they started 0-4.
What's your overall point then, Tom?
I think the overall point is, you know, it's business. At the end of the day, it's business, you know, and I think as Pittsburghers, we take it serious and we take it personal. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, business is business.
Well, business is business, and I get it. Even if he wanted to stand up and say, I'm not playing on this contract anymore, but there's even a way to do that. Look at Aaron Donald. I don't respect business as business if you quit on your team and torch everyone and everything from fans to teammates to coaches on your way out of town. That's not business.
That I 100% agree with. In fact, I mean, I'm really surprised that the Rooneys didn't take him to court, you know, over the Buffalo trade. You know, him and his agent both. I mean, they colluded with that. And that's.
I think they just wanted to be rid of it. Sorry there, I accidentally cut him off. Thank you, Tom. Ron, did you see the other thing? Where it looked like, was it Mayock talking yesterday, where he seemed to reveal that Gruden and AB had met and watched film before the trade was even complete? Did you see that?
I did not. Wouldn't surprise me.
It's unreal. Sean, go ahead.
Hi, guys, and thank you for taking my call. Ron, first of all, I wanted to go back to that couple callers ago. You absolutely have every right to your opinion. Nobody has a right to tell you, you know. My only thing is that...
And I think I said to that guy, I certainly respect his opinion if that's how he feels. Just don't make me out to be stupid, that's all.
No, everybody has a right to their opinion. My only thing is the only thing I'm going to say wrong on that, the only disagreement, is that back when Swan and those guys, they ran the football a lot more times. The defenses were allowed to hold and do everything, you know, and in the modern era, under these rules, you are 100% right. Antonio Brown is the best receiver. So where that guy was wrong is you can't really assess and say, well, Swan wasn't as good or that, because Swan, in those days, they held you, you know what I mean? The defenses were a lot different. It ran the football a lot more. The offense and the philosophy of the game and the defensive roles are a lot different now. So, but I respect your opinion. And Joe's, you guys do a great job. And thank you.
No, it's not all that happy. I don't respect anybody's opinion but mine. But thank you, Sean. Ron, we can't be that happy of a show, can we? Huh? There's right opinions and there's wrong opinions. But it is nice to be nice to the nice. Frank Burns said that on MASH, right?
Who was the local guy? It's nice to be nice. That was his philosophy. And I can't think of the guy's name. He was
a
tax collector, somebody maybe in Beaver County who said, it's nice to be nice.
Listen to this, Ron. NFL Network reporting that Golden Tate has narrowed his choices to two teams. You know who those two teams are?
I'm assuming one is in Pittsburgh.
The other one's in New England.
It's not Pittsburgh or New England, or it is Pittsburgh.
He has narrowed his choices to Pittsburgh or New England.
And this is even after they signed the guy they signed this morning.
This is within the last hour. Of course, it's Ian Rapoport. So take that for what it's worth.
Hey.
Maybe he'll go to Buffalo.
You know what? He'll be if the Steelers get him, I'd feel a whole lot better about their wide receivers.
Fran, go ahead.
Hi. I do enjoy your show. In fact, as an older female, I watch it or SiriusXM Doctor Radio, and most of the time it's your show. Anyway, I have absolutely no respect for Antonio Brown. We have been season ticket holders since the late 70s, my husband and I. And I've watched a lot of players, a lot of receivers. Lynn Swann was by far my favorite. Antonio Brown has done a really nice job for a number of years. But the fact that I have no respect for him, if I were playing on a team and no pay, nothing whatsoever, I would never, ever leave my team in the middle of the season for my own benefit. Absolutely no respect. And I'll tell you when I noticed the difference in Antonio Brown was when Smith-Schuster started doing such a good job. You could see that it seemed like with every catch that Smith-Schuster made, Antonio Brown's attitude. It was like, oh, he wasn't number one anymore. People were cheering for somebody else, and he couldn't. I don't think he could accept it.
I think that's very accurate, Fran, and I appreciate that call. Go ahead.
I'm hoping, to be honest with you, I'm not a booer. I like to hold my vocal cords, et cetera. But next time he plays in our stadium, I hope they boo him out of the stadium.
Thank you, Fran. Ron, can you imagine if they came here next year? He would get the Tavares treatment times 10.
He certainly would.
And you know what?
When Cliff Stout had snowballs thrown at him back in the USFL days, it will be worse for Antonio. Now, they don't play again until, 21 or 22, I think.
Yeah.
Although, the Steelers play at the New York Jets next season.
Should be interesting.
Which will be interesting, right?
You think Le'Veon's salary for that game is fully guaranteed?
Hopefully he won't be hurt.
What was the worst thing? Well, the worst thing Antonio did was quit. What was the second worst thing, Ron, in your mind on his way out the door that he did? Was it insulting Tomlin, all the stuff that he whipped up about Ben? And I believe that it was him and his agent who fed those stories to the national media knowing they would repeat them, whether it was Damian Woody or Deion Sanders or whoever it might be. What was the next worst thing he did?
Well, I mean, attacking Art II, and you know, the Rooney family didn't care about me. They didn't appreciate me when all they did was stand behind him, and then you don't even have the decency to return his phone calls after the season. That one really offended me.
Yeah. And if I were a fan, what would have stood out more than anything else? And like that caller said, I think most people understand that business is business, but if you're putting out there on social media photos of yourself in another team's jersey, that's blasphemy as a fan. You know what I mean? That would be like pick a penguin, you know, Sidney Crosby standing up and saying, or Mario in his day standing up and saying, man, I'd love to play for the Flyers. The Penguins owe me all this money from bankruptcy. You know what? The equivalent to it in that day would have been him saying, I'm going to go play for the Flyers. You know? And what Antonio did was such a slap in your face as a fan that, to me, I mean, I'm all for forgiveness, but I'd have a hard time forgiving that. And certainly a freaking billboard isn't going to do it, Ron. Is it?
No, it is not.
All right, Ron. We have a bunch of people who want to talk. They've really picked up on your opinion. Your comparison of AB to former Steelers receiving greats. They also want to talk about AB's legacy. And I also want to ask Ron and you and join him in this in giving the Steelers offseason a grade so far, literally looking at every single move. One of them, apparently Golden Tate, according to Ian Rapoport, has the Steelers and Patriots last on his list. Ron?
There's a couple baseball note too about some rule changes coming to the game. One will be in 2020, which I think is very significant, and I don't like it one bit. We can talk about that as well.
We shall.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.